Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, partly cloudy, a chance of showers, a low of 43. During a news conference featuring House Speaker Paul Ryan, InSinkErator unveiled the design for their new office and laboratory building to be constructed in Mount Pleasant and announced a new figure for the cost of the project, $34 million. InSinkErator President Chad Severson also announced $29 million will be spent reconfiguring the company's facility at 21st and Ohio Streets in Racine. Bob Sharp, executive president of Emerson Commercial and Residential Solutions, said the company is investing $150 million in southeast Wisconsin.
That's not only the $63 million for the new building and the layout here. That also includes the $25 million that we invested south in Kenosha here. And an additional $60 million or so we'll be doing in smaller projects just associated with the facilities.
Speaker Ryan said helping companies like InSinkErator expand in the U.S. is why the country's tax code needs to be reformed. InSinkErator is close to closing on the land needed for the Mount Pleasant project and expects the building to open in July of 2018. The reconfiguration of the Racine facility is scheduled for completion in the fall of 2019. They're called Big R stores, dating back to 1964, with the first opening in Wetaska, Illinois. And 53 years later, the company is looking to set up shop in Wisconsin for the first time in Burlington's former Kmart location at the Fox River Plaza. Farm and ranch store owners in Western states started the Big R brand name to convey the ranch identity. The company currently has 22 stores in central Illinois, northern Indiana, and northwest Ohio. Among them are three stores set up in former Kmart locations. More than a dozen investors and supporters of a proposed Wild Root Market at 500 Walton Avenue on Racine's northeast side showed up for the City Plan Commission meeting for a simple procedural move toward amending the city's comprehensive plan. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski explained the next steps would include preparing an ordinance for a public hearing. Sadowski noted the site would also have to be rezoned to allow for the store under what's known as a flex overlay.
But the main item before the commission is whether or not to amend the comprehensive plan to change the designation of the comprehensive plan for this property from residential to office institutional or commercial.
The ordinance would get plan commission review before going to the council on June 20th for the required public hearing and possible vote that night. The Green Tree Center at Douglas Avenue and 4 Mile Road has been purchased by a Cincinnati-based commercial real estate investment firm with a history of buying grocery store-anchored shopping centers in Wisconsin. Phillips Edison & Company purchased the shopping center, anchored by Pick & Save and Big Kmart, from Oak Brook, Illinois-based IRC Retail Center for $12 million. Phillips Edison owns more than 340 retail properties nationally, seven of them in Wisconsin. The Racine Redevelopment Authority meets at 6 o'clock tonight in City Hall, and among the items on the agenda, a pair of HVAC funding help requests through the new White Box program for separate properties at 408 and 420 Main Street, totaling $37,000. The Racine Revitalization Partnership and a pre-development agreement to rehab an RDA-owned building at 1418 Washington Avenue, and an update from Development Director Amy Connolly about the Phase 1 study on the proposed hotel and event center. Like most operations these days, the Racine Zoo has a website, racinezoo.org, with all kinds of information about activities, schedules, the animals, and more. But now comes a new phone app through the App Factory at UW Parkside.
Into the beacon, and it will talk about more things about that particular animal. And then we're working to add video to that, too. So a different kind of living graphic.
Zoo Director Beth Heidorn on WRJN's Community Conversation, who also hinted at some potential new attractions this summer. Well, the list of events includes the annual cigar dinner July 20th, an August event called Whiskey and Whiskers, including a five-course meal, and the September 9th zoo debut. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.